to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live and we move and we have our being. And I greet you amidst what's taking place in Sri Lanka right now, which has been a terrible terrorist attack, or act of terror, as it were, on this Resurrection Sunday, on this Easter Sunday, in the country of Sri Lanka, where at this point over 200 people have been killed, over 400 plus have been injured, 35 people from overseas, foreigners, visiting the country or in the country, they've also lost their lives in this whole situation as well. From lots of different places, from the US, from the UK, from Portugal, from China, other countries that have been affected in this national tragedy on this day, on a day that should be a day of celebration, on a day that should be a day of remembrance of the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. And in the middle of that time, where it's a time where people come together to hear that message and to hear that truth, that message is disrupted by the thief that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And the fact that this message was in a number of churches around the country today not allowed to be preached, we want to take the time to share this message here and to bring this message out, because it is the hope that we have in Christ. And though the enemy would want to keep this message from going forward and keep people from hearing this truth and the reality of the gospel, the reality of that which is real, and that which is the hope that we have in Christ, we still continue to proclaim that truth, and we still continue to move forward in that which is the victory that we have in Christ. So let's read John chapter 20 and verse 1. It says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following them, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped together in a place by itself. And went in also that other disciple which came first unto the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. And as yet they knew not the sepulchre, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own house. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. There, and they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turneth herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day in the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, when he had so said, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore saith unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see his hands, and print the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were with him, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thine finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands, and thrust them into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Thank God for the reading of his word, and thank God for the resurrection life that we have in Christ Jesus. This is the hope that we have as followers of Christ. This is the reality that we know. When God came and the Word became flesh and walked among us, and God proclaimed the salvation that we have in him, and the blood was poured out for the remission of our sins, and the price was paid at Calvary so that you and I could be set free from the price that we would have had to have paid. And the price was paid for our redemption and for our restoration. And God took it he that knew no sin became sin for us. And it took it all the way into the grave, and it died there. And then the new life that we have is now the life that we have in Christ Jesus. And that death and the grave could not hold him. When the Romans secured the grave with the Jews at the time, and they secured his grave, they put the Roman seal upon it, upon the stone. And if you would have broken a Roman seal, that was a death sentence for you. No man during that day would break a Roman seal, because that was your life. But what did God do? He overturned death in the grave, and the institutions of man and the authority of man also was upended, because it all had to bow before the authority of God. And they would put a seal of that would lead to certain death if any man would break it. And God broke the seal and revealed life, and life that he had for his people. Death and hell could not hold Christ, and death and hell cannot hold the children of God. And on this day, where the thief that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy has done that in this island nation of Sri Lanka, we also remember the hope that we have in Christ. To live as Christ and to die as gain. For the follower of Christ, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There are many that went to service this day that they, now as the day is closing out, they are literally with the resurrected Christ. And they are in eternity at this point. And they have, and the sorrows of this life and the pain of this life and the pain of this reality is not part of their experience anymore. Now, for those of us that are still here, well, God has work for us to do. And God has a reason and a purpose for us to still be here. So keep that in mind in all that you do. Don't waste the opportunity that God has spared you for and allowed you to be here. But recognize that in what God did in defeating death and hell and the grave, but also people in the middle of that too, people still struggled with their humanity. You know, there was many, Jesus spoke the word and spoke the truth and people didn't get it. And that's okay. There's a lot of things that God has spoken in His word that we don't get today, because it's the revelation that Christ Jesus has to do in you. The Holy Spirit has to make it known to you. And in the middle of all of this too, people struggled. Thomas struggled. Because yeah, he had heard the word. He had heard this, he had heard the scriptures for 3.5 years with Jesus. But yet he also struggled with the reality of what he had just seen and experienced. He struggled with the reality of seeing the crucifixion and seeing what happened to Christ and knowing that their hopes had been dashed and their hopes had been destroyed. They had the hope of certain things that would happen, but hope deferred makes the heart sick. And Thomas' heart was sick with what he had seen. And for him, even if he heard stories about God's goodness and God's redemption and the resurrection and all of that, he was at a place where he said, you know what, unless I see it for myself, unless I see his hands, unless I put my hand into the side, I won't believe. He said that except I shall see his hands, verse 25, the prints of the nails, and put my fingers in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, notice, God took a little time. And sometimes, in the struggles that we face, in the heartbreaks and the heartaches, it might take a little time. You know, sometimes you may have a question. You may have something that's not resolved. Well, give it a little time. And let God work. And let God do what He does. Isn't it interesting, too, that it was 8 days, not seven. It wasn't the next time, the first day of the week. Would have been a Monday if it was 8 days. But eight is significant because eight is a number of new beginnings. And it was a new beginning for Thomas. And God met him where he was at. And there's going to be many people all over the world and you've got questions this day. There's many people in the island nation of Sri Lanka and you've got questions this day. You've got questions this day. We'll bring those before God. Bring those to your Savior. Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and for my sins and for the sins of the whole world, when the way was made, when Jesus said, "It is finished," and the veil of the temple was rent in two, what that did was that gave you direct access to the living God. And you could go boldly before the throne of Christ, the throne of God, and through Christ Jesus, you had that ability to now come before the Father and make your request known unto Him. And you could bring that directly before His throne, and there was no separation between you and God. There was no separation between you and the Father. And as you have that, whatever your concern is, if you come to Him, He can make those things known to you. And God gave Thomas a new beginning, and He met him where he was at. Notice verse 19, peace be unto you. Notice verse 21, peace be unto you. Notice Verse 26, peace be unto you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I would say to everybody listening to this day, peace be unto you. In the middle of all that's taking place and the turmoils around the world and all of the things that are happening, and even that which has happened in this nation of Sri Lanka this day, in Jesus' name we say, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Tranquility amidst the storm, amidst the loss, amidst the chaos, amidst the confusion, amidst the heartbreak, peace be unto you. Amidst the questions, amidst the concerns, peace be unto you. Verse 27, then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and put, and behold, my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You know, listen, God will meet you where you're at, but you got to come to Him in honesty. You got to come to Him straight. You can't do this religious thing. You got to come to Jesus Christ straight. And God will meet you where you're at. The hope that we have amidst all the chaos and confusion is that death was swallowed up in victory in Christ. For those that knew Christ and that walk with Him, this is a day of true celebration for them. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They're present with the Lord in this moment. And they've gone from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And here, for those that continue to listen on and continue to press on in what God has for you, we have a work. Jesus Christ, He came and He finished the work that the Father had for Him. You and I, brothers and sisters, we have a work. And we need to finish that work and to complete that work in our time here. You want to complete that reason and that purpose that God has you here. Because now, for us, we move forward in the resurrection life that we have in Christ. When Jesus, when He said in verse 21, Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. As the Father hath sent me, even so send I you. You and I, brothers and sisters, we were sent the day we were saved. You and I, we were sent the day that the resurrection life of Christ that became real in us, we were sent. And we were made ambassadors of Christ Jesus, ambassadors of this resurrected life, resurrection life that we now have. Now notice that after the resurrection, all of them, they were still nervous. They were still concerned. They still had fear. They still had all of those things that were there from their human experience. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon them. They had not yet moved forward from that into the Acts 2 experience. Because later on, these guys were not hiding. They were out there and they were bold and they were speaking that truth and they were making it known. To the point where 3,000 came in a single day and repented. Just cut to the heart and said, what must we do to be saved? And there's a journey that we go on. It begins with the resurrection life of Christ Jesus in us, but it goes from glory to glory and from strength to strength. And they continued on from that place, from a place of fear and hiding, to a place of boldness, to a place of doing incredible works in Christ. They continued on and they did that which God had for them to do. We continue on and we do the thing that God has for us to do. And as we do that, God equips us for the journey. God equips you for the journey at this time. God gives you His power, His strength, His Holy Spirit. That power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead now lives in you. and you move in that power. And that's a celebration that we have on this day. Death was swallowed up in victory. The grave had no hold over Christ Jesus, and the grave has no hold over you. For us, we will never taste the second death. For the follower of Christ, we though the body may die, the spirit lives on. Though the body may end, your internal being will continue on in the promises and the truth of Jesus Christ. And these things were written down that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. These things were made known, and there's a reason that the enemy wants to keep this message from reaching the people. And there's a reason that we need to continue to speak it and to make that truth known. So that those that don't have a knowledge of this hope can hear it. And they can know that the price was paid in Jesus Christ. That the blood was shed for your forgiveness and for the forgiveness of your sins. That the slate was washed clean. And there's new life now available in Christ. There's forgiveness. And there's a hope and a future in Him. You in Christ Jesus are now an heir and a co-heir with Christ, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. This is good news. And we make that good news known. And if Christ didn't rise from the dead, then all of these messages would have died with Him. But it's because He lives, we can go on. It's because He lives, and that life is there now in Him, that we move forward in boldness and in truth. And He said, it's better for you that I go. Because when I go to prepare a place for you. Also, when I go, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He's going to be with you. And He's going to teach you. And He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. So we, brothers and sisters, we're being led and guided into all truth. This day, we can proclaim this truth. And yes, as the enemy of our souls, the devil, and his minions have sought to take a day that is a day of celebration and seek to mar it as a day of mourning. Both happen on this day. Yes, this is an awful and a painful day for this country. For the nation of Sri Lanka, it's an awful day. At the same time, the eternal truth still prevails. And the eternal truth is that in Christ Jesus, we win. In Christ Jesus, we go forward. In Christ Jesus, there is that there is no death. Because He tasted death for us. And we transition forward into life. The grave could not hold Christ. And man's expectations could not hold Jesus. Man had all their ideas of what they wanted out of God. They wanted Him to set up a natural kingdom, to put down the Romans, to do this, to do that. Jesus had His will, His plan, because He was doing the will of the Father. Lord, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. And God's will was to establish the spiritual kingdom, the eternal reality that continues to grow and fill the whole earth. And that eternal reality is Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The devil asked Jesus to bow down and worship Him, and He would give Him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. But Jesus Christ, in as He closed out His mission here, having won, He said, all authority on heaven and earth has been given unto Me. Therefore go. Make disciples of all nations. Therefore go. As the Father sent Me, so I'm sending you. I'm sending you to make this known. Therefore go. And while the enemy tried to give Jesus a shortcut that would cost Him His soul, Jesus went the long, hard, difficult way. He overcame And on this Resurrection Sunday, we celebrate the fact that He overcame the world. And He told us, hey, in this world you're going to have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Resurrection Sunday is a day of celebration, of overcoming. We overcome the world. We overcome the hardship. We overcome the pain. We overcome the loss. We overcome everything that the enemy has thrown. We overcome in Christ Jesus and then some. We do it with style. We don't just scrape through. We do it with finesse. Oh my gosh. If they knew, if the enemies of our souls knew what would have happened, if they would have known about the resurrection, they would have done everything they could have to stop the crucifixion. It's in the Word. It already says that. They would have done everything they could to try to stop the crucifixion. If the enemy would have known the outcome, he would have tried to stop it. It's too late. The enemy's lost. And in Christ Jesus, you've won. So yes, today, in this day, of with all the struggles that now this nation will have to face, in a time of loss and hardship, remember the reality there that's there too, which is that also there's victory in Christ. And we mourn the losses of our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we also celebrate the victory for which so many were coming together this day, and we celebrate the eternal reality that they now experience and we look forward to in Jesus Christ. So make that truth known. He is risen. He is alive. And in Him we live and we move and we have our being. God bless you all on this Resurrection Sunday. Make the truth known. I'd encourage you all too, just to, for people that need some encouragement this day, to share this message with them and to share this truth with them. Because while the enemy tries to stop the truth from going forward, we continue to share and to make it known. Because we've got something to share. We've got good news to share. And pray, because we have power in Jesus' name to pray. And as we ask God, God makes all things known. Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you so much for the resurrection that we have, the resurrection life that we have in Christ Jesus. And Lord, in the middle of this day, which is a day in the realm of the spirit of celebration, for what you did at the cross and the victory that we have in you, we also, Lord, remember this day in the nation of Sri Lanka, just the loss of so many people in a terrible attack on this country. And a terrible attack, Lord God, in many places on that which would have, that which was the gathering of people that were coming together to celebrate you. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would strengthen and comfort the families. And, Lord, that you would bring resolve and unity, Lord, to the nation amidst this crisis. And Lord, we do pray, Father, that those that were behind it would be exposed, revealed, and removed, Father. Lord, that you would bring justice. And Lord, that you would, in the middle of all of this, Lord, you cause all things to work together for the good of the called according to your purpose. So Lord, we remember that scripture in this time, Romans 8:28, and we thank you, Father, that even with all of this, you'll cause it to work together for the good of the called, according to your purpose and your plan. So Lord, in Jesus' name, we bring this whole situation before you, and we pray, Lord, for this nation. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for your people all over the world, Lord, that you would strengthen your people and strengthen them, Lord, to be light and to speak the truth and to do your will, Father, at such a time as this. Thank you, Lord, for your plan and purpose. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, your kingdom come and your will be done. God bless you all. God bless you all on this Resurrection Sunday. You can always drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. God bless you all. We'll talk to you again sometime really, really soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.